Nigayim Perek Gimel, Mishnah, Hey, and Vav are going to deal with something called a nesek, which is a skin disease which shows up on the scalp, on the hair, or the beard area, and it causes hair to fall out. There's some discussion, and we'll talk about it in Perek Yud, which is all about nesek, whether it is an unusual bald spot, different from the usual Jewish male pattern baldness, without discoloration, or whether there's also some discoloration of the skin as well. And so we learn about the basic rules, the baseline rules of nesek now. Hanesakim, these nega in the hair of the head or the beard, is mitamin bishnei shavuos, becomes tame for quarantine for a mitzvah for 2 weeks if it's stable and if it gets confirmed. Bishnei simonim, and this one has two simonim. In the previous Mishnayos we had other simonim for the nega. Now we have simonim for the nesek. Beseir tzahov duck, with a thin yellow hair, at least two of these thin yellow hairs have to appear in this nesek nega that we were talking about. Ubipision, or with spreading, where after the quarantine you observe that the area of nesek has spread. Beseir tzahov duck, if you see these two thin yellow hairs coming out of the nesek, that will render tamei batchila. That will confirm it right away. If it's brought to the kohen right away, he can call it immediately a tzara'as of the hair or beard. Besof shavua rishon, at the end of the first 7 days of being quarantined. Besof shavua sheni, at the end of 2 weeks of being quarantined. And also la'achar apatur, after the nesek was found not to be tamei and he was sent home. So this is almost identical to the nega of the skin with the two white hairs that we were discussing in Mishnah Gimel, the Or HaBasar. Except this is in the hair in the scalp and the beard with a thin yellow hair. Ubipision, and again, with the spreading of the nega, this can't be initially because you have to establish the baseline first. So B'sof Shavua Rishon, the spreading can be determined at the end of the first 7 days of quarantine and require another 7 days. Besof Shavua Sheni, at the end of the 2 weeks of quarantine, Lachar Apatur, or if it has spread even after he was sent home as Tahar. Umitanim B'Shnei Shavua Shein Shlosha Asar Yom. And like in the case of the Or HaBasar and Mishnah Gimel, when we say 2 weeks, we really mean 13 days, because Miktas HaYom Kikulo, day 7 and day 8 are compressed into the same calendar day, so that it comes out to 13 instead of 14 days of quarantine. Mishnah Vav, HaKorachas, a bald scalp. And there is a discussion in Parshas Metzora, if in the bald head or the bald forehead, a white reddish nega shows up, it is saras on his bald head or his bald forehead, and then it is shown to the Kohen, and then the Kohen has to confirm based on simonim. So now, the laws of a nega of bald spots. Hakarachas is the bald scalp, the hagabachas, or the receded hairline bald forehead, and a nega appeared, mitamos bishnei shavuos. Just like the previous Mishnah, they can be quarantined for a total of 2 weeks. Bishnei simonim, and there are two simonim of this. This time we do not have a white hair or a yellow hair, because these are bald spots where hair is not growing. So the two simonim are b'michya, in the middle of the nega is a piece of healthy skin, the michya, ubipision, or with spreading. B'michya, if you talk about a michya being in the middle of the nega, that would be batchila, either at the outset, when he first sees the kohen, b'sof shavua rishon, at the end of the first week of quarantine, b'sof shavua sheni, at the end of the second week of quarantine, or even la'achar hapatur, after the kohen sent him home saying he was tahar, if now there is a reddish-white nega with healthy skin in the center, he can declare him tame. Ubipision, but with spreading, as we've seen consistently, b'sof shavua rishon, it can't be considered at the outset because we haven't established the baseline yet, so only at the end of the first week, b'sof shavua sheni, or at the end of the second week of quarantine, ula'achar apatur, or after he was sent home tahar. Bad news, Charlie, you gotta come back. Turns out your test results are different. Umitamos b'shnei shavua shein shlosha asar yom, and as we've been saying consistently, that they are rendered tamei for 2 weeks, which is really 13 days, because of the overlapping day 7, day 8 between the two periods of quarantine.